Thousands of workers and students took to the streets of London last night to protest against the government spending review. More than 5,000 demonstrators marched from Camden to Downing Street to voice their opposition to the deficit reduction plans outlined by the Chancellor George Osborne yesterday afternoon. Calling for national resistance to the coalition's cuts, the rally brought much of central London to a standstill.
No ifs,
no buts.
We'll resist
Osborne's cuts.
No ifs,
no buts.
We'll resist
Osborne's cuts.
Police attempts to curb the activity of the demonstrators failed, and the crowds flooded Whitehall in unexpected numbers. Former Labour MP Tony Benn, civil rights activist Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Bob Crow, the leader of the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers, were among those present at the rally to speak out against public sector cuts. Veteran activist Tony Benn had this message for the government.
There is now a growing resistance movement because there are half a million people lose their jobs, pensions cut, benefits cut, and public services slashed. And I think if we don't do something about it, these will go ahead. So what we're building up is a coalition of resistance where people will support each other in order to see that the cuts are not allowed to go ahead.
Many protesters voiced their anger at Mr Osborne's planned cuts to welfare spending.
All we keep on getting told is that someone's run the credit card up and now we've got to pay it back. But it's a bit different than someone running the credit card up. It's a bit like someone nicking your credit card and running it up. And there we've got to pay it back.
How dare they destroy the whole society that we have, the welfare state, education, health, housing, and attack the poor, the weakest, the pensioners, disabled, women, single parents, for the rich to stay with their money.
I think people will become homeless. I think pensioners will find it hard to make ends meet. I think people in manual jobs will probably end up dying before they retire on average. I think this is going to be a much grimmer country to live in.
The organisers insist that now is the time to look to the future and mobilise public opinion to resist the government's proposals.
Where we will win will be on the streets and on the picket lines, in the demonstrations and in the strikes, and yes, in the direct action that will be needed to prevent these cuts. Solidarity!
With the spending review already published, it remains to be seen whether last night's rally is perhaps too little too late. But with more strikes, walkouts and protests planned for the coming weeks, the public backlash to the coalition cuts is far from over.